It's 15 trivia questions on history, including a lot on Ben Franklin and the Civil War. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show in your earbuds, in your car speakers, on your Amazon Echo, or however you listen to the show today. If you like trivia, oh man, you're in the right place. I've been doing this show for almost 3 years now, and we've been doing it every single day for a full year. So I'm very excited that you decided to check it out. You can hit subscribe to get new episodes every single day. And if you want to support the show and what I do, go to patreon.com/trivia with buds. Throw a few bucks my way and I'll send some rewards your way, which are brand new coming in July. We're going to do one more order of all the stuff for June to kind of finish that out, the first 6 months of the year. And then we're going to switch everything over in July. So at the end of July, you're going to get some cool new stuff. One of the new rewards is going to be the opportunity to be on the show monthly. That's right. We have one tier right now where for $5, you get to pick a topic that I get to sometime in the month. And a new reward tier will be that you get to actually either physically or through the phone or the internet be on the show as a dedicated guest every single month. I have not decided what dollar amount that's going to be at yet, but that is right around the corner. So stay tuned if you want to be on the show more often. And when you're on the show, you could plug whatever you want and you can promote yourself. So it's pretty cool. And we're getting some big numbers as this show grows bigger and bigger. We're number 27, 26 on the iTunes charts for games and hobbies now, which is very cool. And that's thanks to listeners like you. So thank you so, so much for checking out the show, telling people about it. Today's episode is all about history. I've had a big historical weekend, and I thought that I would tell some stories about Clusterfest in San Francisco, a big Comedy Central festival I got to be a part of in accordance with the Drunk History show, if you watch that, with Derek Waters. So we'll talk about that in a minute, and then we'll get into 15 questions from a book I have called Don't Know Much About Anything. This book is by Kenneth C. Davis, author of the New York Times bestseller Don't Know Much About History. So this is taken more than just history and kind of opening it up, but there's a lot of historical stuff in here too, including 7 trivia questions on Ben Franklin and 8 trivia questions on the Civil War. So I'll combine those two quizzes for a total of 15 history-related questions. So stay tuned for that. Speaking of history, Drunk History, great show on Comedy Central. If you have Hulu and you haven't seen it, you can watch all of them. So go check that out on Hulu, Drunk History, hosted by Derek Waters. Derek Waters is one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and super fun to work with. I got hired to help facilitate some trivia for this big pub quiz tent that they had set up at Clusterfest, which is this big Comedy Central festival. They do, I think this is the 3rd or 4th year in a row. And it was in San Francisco, like right in the heart of the, I think, downtown area. And my job was basically to help tally up scores, hand stuff out, make announcements, introduce Derek and things like that. And it ended up going really well. We did one show on Saturday night, one show on Sunday afternoon. And man, there must have been 200 people, maybe 150, 200 people in the tent for both shows. And it was body to body, tons of fun. They filmed a bunch of clips for social media and to insert on Comedy Central and things like that. So maybe I'll be in a clip. I don't know. That was kind of cool. And the festival itself was just so much fun. There's so many things going on. In the historical pub setting, they had like the bartenders and servers and stuff were all dressed like Marilyn Monroe and Abe Lincoln and stuff like that. And then amongst other things to do there, they had tons of, you know, beer and wine tents and live music on this one big outdoor stage. And then inside this big auditorium, they had like some of the bigger shows. I got to see Scott Aukerman and Adam Scott do Are You Talking REM Re-Me, which is their REM podcast, similar to their YouTube podcast a couple years ago. And that was fun to watch that live. And I got to see John Mulaney and some special guests, a guy named Shang Wang, who was hilarious and had this great bit about printers. If you can find it somewhere, try and find that bit. It was like my favorite thing of the weekend. But John Mulaney was great. Never saw him live, and he killed it with a bunch of new jokes I never heard before for like an hour. And they had some really cool sitcom sets for shows that are in syndication on Comedy Central. So they had like The Office from The Office you could walk around. And it wasn't an exact replica, but it was pretty close for like some areas from the actual office. So they had like Pam's desk, Jim and Dwight's desk, and Michael's office. And you could walk through and take pictures, and there were tons of props and things. So those are all on my Facebook page and the Trivia with Bud's Facebook page if you want to go see my walk through Scranton. That was pretty cool. And then more importantly in my life, I got to walk through Jerry's apartment from Seinfeld. Oh my God. It was like the coolest thing of all time. And it felt very surreal being on the set because that one was pretty much a replica of what his apartment looked like. And I loved it. It was just really cool. And I got there on Sunday before it opened and said, can I just run through real quick? And I had the girl who was running the line take a video of me. So I posted that on Instagram. I'll probably post it on YouTube, so it'll live there forever instead of just disappear in the stories. But if you want to see that, I'll try and link it in the show notes. It was very, very cool if you like Seinfeld. I got to sit on the couch. I got to look at his board game and movie collection, open the fridge, stuff like that. So tons of fun, and that was probably one of the biggest, coolest things I've ever gotten to do is just walk through the apartment. So all in all, Clusterfest, very, very cool. Thanks to all my friends at Comedy Central who hired me to do that. It was my favorite thing I've gotten to do in recent months. So very, very cool. And again, if you want to see pictures and videos, go check out my social media. I also posted pictures and videos in the Discord app chat. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you get that access to that chat for just a dollar. So if you donate a dollar a month at patreon.com/triviawithbuds, go check out the stuff there as well. I think that would be a really cool idea if somebody made like a TV sitcom museum of all the sets and you can just walk through. I'd pay like $50 for that, right? You can go sit on the couch from Friends and the bar from Cheers and Jerry's apartment and just like key sitcom sets if somebody rebuilt those and it was like a little museum with a bunch of props and things. That would be really cool. I would dig it and I think somebody should do it. Maybe it'll be me one day. Who knows? But that was my weekend, guys. Clusterfest, tons of fun. I hope you had an awesome weekend, and I hope you're ready for some history trivia. Like I said, we did a bunch of historical trivia. The trivia at this fest was super, super tough, very challenging, and all based on things from the show. So I thought I would throw out a little bit of history trivia, too. And again, today's episode, all about Ben Franklin and the Civil War. So we got 15 total questions, and we're going to jump into those right about now. Here we go. All right, Ben Franklin trivia. Let's see how much you know about this guy. Number one, Franklin was the only person to sign the four key documents that created America. What are those four documents? Question one, Franklin was the only person to sign the four key documents that created America. What are those four documents? Question number two, which office did Franklin's illegitimate son hold? Question number two, which office did Franklin's illegitimate son hold? Question number three, what did Franklin produce every year for 25 years? Number three, what did Franklin produce every year for 25 years? Question number four, what did his famous kite experiment prove? What did Ben Franklin's famous kite experiment prove? Question number five, what was his greatest accomplishment during the Revolutionary War? What was Ben Franklin's greatest accomplishment during the Revolutionary War? Question number six, Franklin preferred what animal as America's symbol? Franklin preferred what animal as America's symbol? Question number seven, what was Franklin's final public role? What was Franklin's final public role? And now here are those eight questions on the Civil War. Again, this is from a book called Don't Know Much About Anything. Question number one, on April 12, 1861, what federal fort was attacked by Confederate forces? April 12, 1861, what federal fort was attacked by Confederate forces? Question number two, on April 19th, 1861, civilians and Union soldiers became the war's first casualties during a riot in which Union city? Which Union city was that? Question number three, on April 7th, 1862, one of the bloodiest battles of the war was fought at Pittsburgh Landing, Tennessee, a battle best known by what name? What name was that battle? Number three. Number four, on April 16th, 1862, Confederate President Jefferson Davis signed a law creating an American first. What was it? On April 16th, 1862, Confederate President Jefferson Davis signed a law creating an American first. What was that first? Number five, on April 25th, 1862, what major Confederate city surrendered to a Union Admiral Farragut? Number five, on April 25th, 1862, what major Confederate city surrendered to Union Admiral Farragut? Number six, what atrocity occurred on April 12th, 1864? What atrocity occurred on April 12th, 1864? Number seven, where did Robert E. Lee surrender to Ulysses S. Grant on April 9th, 1865? Where did Robert E. Lee surrender to Grant on April 9th, 1865? And the very last question of this quick two-section quiz, number eight, what event shook the nation on Good Friday, April 14th, 1865? What event shook the nation on Good Friday, April 14th, 1865? Hopefully you know your history. We'll be back with the answers to those historical questions in just a second. All right, we're back with the answers to these historical questions. Ben Franklin's up first, and here was the first one. Number one, Franklin was the only person to sign the four key documents that created America. What were they? They were the Declaration of Independence, the Treaty of Alliance with France, the Treaty of Peace with Great Britain, and the Constitution of the United States. Those were the four documents that Franklin got to sign. Number two, which office did Franklin's illegitimate son hold? He was, it says, loyal to England. William Franklin became the Royal Governor of New Jersey. During the Revolutionary War, he was arrested and later went to London. Okay, interesting. Number three, what did Franklin produce every year for 25 years? This was one I probably would have got. He wrote and published Poor Richard's Almanac from 1733 to 1758. Its fame rests on the wit and wisdom that Franklin scattered through each issue. Number four, what did his famous kite experiment prove? In 1752, he flew a homemade kite during a thunderstorm accompanied by his son, William. Franklin proved that lightning is electricity. Then he invented the lightning rod. Nice job, Ben Franklin. Speaking of Ben Franklin, my sister used to work at a store called Ben Franklin, which I think was Sam Walton's venture before Walmart. He owned a bunch of Ben Franklins. Look that up if you want to check it out. But they used to have all this like penny candy, and you get a bucket and you could fill it up. And my mom used to let me do that. Tons of fun. Number five, what was his greatest accomplishment during the Revolutionary War? As a commissioner sent to represent the U.S. and France, Franklin got the French to join the war against England. Their aid was crucial to America winning its independence. Nice job. Number six, what did Franklin prefer as America's symbol? That was the turkey. And what have may have been his only bad idea, he preferred the turkey to the eagle, which he thought was a bird of bad moral character. And obviously, we didn't go with that. Number seven, what was Franklin's final public role? In 1787, he was elected president of America's first anti-slavery society, and his last public act was to sign an appeal to Congress calling for abolition. So those are your Ben Franklin questions. And here's another eight on just the Civil War in general. In April 12th, 1861, on April 12th, 1861, what federal fort was attacked by Confederate forces? The assault on Fort Sumter in the harbor of Charleston, South Carolina, is considered the beginning of the Civil War. My wife Ashley was a history major and would know all these for sure. Number two, on April 19th, 1861, civilians and Union soldiers became the war's first casualties during a riot in which Union City? That would be Baltimore, Maryland, where Union soldiers marching to Washington were attacked by a secessionist mob. Okay. Number three, on April 7th, 1862, one of the bloodiest battles of the war was fought at Pittsburgh Landing, Tennessee, a battle best known by what name? That was Shiloh. Battle of Shiloh. I don't know if I know that one. Number four, on April 16th, 1862, Confederate President Jefferson Davis signed a law creating an American first. What was it? It was called the Conscription Act, the first American military draft. So that was the first draft, the Conscription Act. Number five, on April 25th, 1862, what major Confederate city surrendered to Union Admiral Farragut? That would be New Orleans. New Orleans. And number six, what atrocity occurred on April 12, 1864? That was the massacre of surrendering black soldiers at Fort Pillow in Tennessee. In Tennessee. Number seven, where did Robert E. Lee surrender to Ulysses S. Grant on April 9, 1865? That was Appomattox. Is that how you say that? Appomattox? Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. And number eight, what event shook the nation on Good Friday, April 14th, 1865? It's another one I would have got. Lincoln was shot. He died the next day. So I know he was shot on a Good Friday. And that was your last answer to this very historical quiz. I hope that you learned some stuff like I did. And I hope that you knew some of these answers, which I knew very little. But I know that some people listen to this show for a lot of the pop culture stuff. And it's fun to kind of insert something historical every once in a while, especially after doing that Drunk History Weekend. Learned a lot of fun stuff this weekend and with this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have something fun coming up, tell me about it. Drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com. I want to know what you're up to this summer and if you want to be on the show. If you're listening and you're like, I love trivia, I want to be quizzed, I want to submit questions, I'm always looking for content of any type, and I'd love to get together with you if you live close to Southern California, or we could do it over the phone or on Skype or on the internet or however you want to do it. So just drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Again, if you want to support the show, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. There's 34 of you out there, and thank you so much for your monthly donations. They mean the world to me. And guys, if you need something printed, it's time for the question of the day, sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs in San Dimas, California. Go to fmdesignsinc.com to check out all the cool services they offer. Since we ended with a question on Lincoln on the regular content of the episode, I thought we'd do another Lincoln-related question. So this question of the day is about Abraham Lincoln, and I'm looking for the law school that Lincoln attended. If you know the answer to the law school that Lincoln attended, you can tweet me at RyanBuds on Twitter, on Instagram, the same thing, on Facebook, the same name, or you can email me your answer, RyanBuds@gmail.com, and you will be in the running to win something cool. I send out stickers and buttons and Harry Potter postcards and a bunch of other cool stuff I have lying around my house to winners of these daily raffles. So be on the lookout for something fun if you want to play along with that question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check out the link in the show notes, fmdesignsinc.com. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.